Welcome, everyone, to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida, PE, kindergarten through fifth grade, large groups. So thank you again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Now, today, I have a special interview, Mr. Ben Landers, who I had the pleasure of meeting in North Carolina. He is known as the PE Specialist at thepespecialist.com, and I really appreciate him being a part of the show today. We had a great conversation, talking things, all PE and even not PE stuff, podcasts, favorite games, morning routines, just stuff that I just want to know about Ben and you know, how he gets so many things done as well. So all that stuff we cover. Here is Ben. He is awesome. Take a listen. All right, I'm here with Ben Landers. Thanks, Ben, for coming on. I really appreciate you taking your time out to be on the podcast.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. It's always good to hang out for a little while, connect.
Yeah, definitely. This may come out wrong, and I've honestly been thinking about this for a couple of days now about what I was going to say to introduce you. But honestly, I feel like we're very similar as far as just things I think we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, when I met you a few years ago at the PE Institute, it was awesome. You know, we did the volleyball lesson, Jared's volleyball lesson. Very cool. So I was very happy to get to connect with you finally. And, you know, I've really appreciated just how you've grown in your profession and the things you've been putting out, all the content. And, you know, I just really appreciate that. And there's a reason why I picked you. Like, I reached out to you. It's not just a random, person that I want to interview. I really, appreciate all the hard work you've put in the last, whatever, few years. It's been really good watching you.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. It's been a fun ride. Definitely a learning journey and process. But yeah, man, same to you. I really, one of the questions people ask me a lot is, hey, like, I have large groups, like, what's a good resource? And while a lot of the stuff I do, you know, you can modify it, like, a lot of the games, if you're creative, you can always modify things for large groups. But especially when people are like in the situation where they don't have a gym, they're outside all the time, I'm always like, yo, check out Dave Carney, man. Like, there's nobody that can, it's nice that for me to have you as a resource to say, there's no excuses.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Because like coming from me, people are like, oh, you have like 50 kids. Like, I have like 100 kids. I'm like, yeah, just go check out Dave Carney. You know, so like, just thank you for a person that other people that aren't in those same like crazy situations, like I couldn't imagine teaching 100 kids at a time. But it's a great like place for me to push people to find somebody that's doing what they should be doing. So,
hey, thank you so much. No, I really appreciate that. Cause I really, like I said, I've been following you and love your journey and what you've been doing. So, and I appreciate the newsletters and all the tips and everything. So it's been great. So Ben, I was wondering if you could give us a brief 2 to 3 minute, you know, overview of yourself. You don't have to go back as far as, you know, childhood or anything, but just your PE days and just, you know, maybe the last like 10 years or so, or how you got into PE and all that good stuff.
Cool, man. So I was always into sports and went into college as a business major. Quickly realized that it was like kind of, it seemed like a waste of a degree to me because a lot of it was just common sense. And I was like, why do I need to know this stuff? I could just go start a business without a degree. And so then I was just kind of shifting around to different majors and talking to my counselor, which was at University of South Carolina, Gamecocks. eventually kind of landed on phys ed as just a fallback plan. And in the back of my mind, I was like, I've always liked being around kids. I like being active. And if I decide I don't want to do this, I'll have summers off. So then I can like start a business and like pursue other things that I want to do. Once I got into the schools, man, I just fell in love with it. Like I was like, oh yeah, this is something special. And, I just had a blast, really, really enjoyed it. So then, my first 3 years, I got a job traveling between two schools. And then the third year that I was at one of those schools, the full-time teacher retired. And so then that allowed me to, get that full-time job. And so I've been at the school I'm at now for 12 years, but the first three were just part-time. And so, yeah, just been building relationships with families and kids and learning to be a better teacher. Slowly, slowly getting the things that I want in my gym. I feel like I finally, like after 12 years, figured it out, like got my gym laid out the way I want. And we've done like fundraisers for a rock wall and all this cool like climbing stuff. Nice. And so it's, I feel like I'm like finally like the vision that I had when I started is like coming into fruition now. So it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And I'm with you on that where it's like you, I don't know, you feel like, okay, I'm going to come a teacher and you're right. You got the summers off and then it's like, wow, I love these kids. You know, I love working with these kids. I love seeing them grow. And, you know, especially teaching PE, we see them over, you know, span of years. So like, I love seeing them go from kindergarten through fifth grade and then, you know, seeing them beyond that, even when they come back and visit, or I see them with their siblings, you know, coming back during open house or in the car rider line in the mornings, I see some kids.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Yeah. I had a kid last week actually. And it's like, you know, you try to remember everybody, but you have so many kids, like you're going to forget those names. But this kid, I will never forget. He was just like one of those kids. It was like, so such a like memorable kid and just always gave his 100%. Like I always thought he was about to pass out or like throw up after every game, you know? Anyways, he came back to visit. And so he is a senior now in high school. So that like his first year when he was in kindergarten was my first year teaching. I taught him K through six. It was just so cool seeing him come back. And his name is actually, he still holds the pacer test record for the grade. So his name is still on the PE wall. So he like took a selfie with it.
That's awesome.
It was so cool like seeing that, but I'm teaching I taught his little sister and I'm teaching his stepsister now. So he was back visiting her. But yeah, it is really cool when you start to see the families like of the younger siblings. And I like the experience of getting to teach for a long time in one place and kind of seeing the change over time.
Yeah, it's been great. I actually had a student at the school I was at just before I took the PE job. So it was 9 years ago, and I only taught the school 1 year. And this kid named Brian, he from day one, he didn't like me basically, or he acted like he didn't like me. And it got better over time. And he Facebook messaged me, how you want to say that, maybe like a month or two ago. And he just graduated. That's what it was. And he's like, you know, hey, Coach Carney, you know, I just want to let you know you're a big influence on me. And he's going to firefighting school. And I'm like, man, I thought you hated me. And it's like, it's just cool to hear that. And I'm like, oh man, that's great to hear from you, Brian. And I was just writing him back. And it's just, that's really cool. You know, you never know. Awesome. You never know.
And like the thing is a bunch of the kids will probably never write you. And so like, you know,
yeah,
especially like, that's the kid you thought hated PE and you had a big impact. So
yeah,
it's just like a testament to the kids that really enjoy PE, you know, you're going to have an impact on them.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I had a couple questions for you, obviously. One of them was because my theory, I guess, is that being a PE teacher is actually not that difficult, but being a good PE teacher or a great PE teacher is. I mean, no one would ever know if I just kind of, I don't know, just roll out the ball and didn't prepare because I don't get observed that much. They don't come out to see me that much. But, you know, I know you do this too. So I'm asking this, you know, I spend a lot of time at home, you know, on social media, trying to find best practices, putting on my own stuff, always trying to learn, always trying to grow. So, you know, what pushes you to do that? Cause I know you could be doing, you'd be watching Netflix right now. You could be doing like so many things. what is your why to do that? I guess, what is your why to become better?
To become better at teaching or like do the whole like blog and the website and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess everything. I guess
it's somewhat related.
Yeah. Well, I guess, look, why do you put in the extra hours, I guess, you know, between learning more about PE and even like the extra blogging and everything like that. Like, I guess, I know it's kind of separate, but I guess in general, why do you spend that time? You could be with your family. I know you do spend time with your family, but like that extra time learning and blogging and why do you do all that?
Yeah. I think I've always enjoyed sharing things and being creative, and like the whole idea of creating something is just so satisfying to me. Like the idea that you can start with nothing and then you work for an hour and then all of a sudden there's like this thing there that you made and you can share it with people and it brings value to their lives. And so whether it's a video or a PDF or resource or tutorial or whatever, you know, And so that is appealing. And then the emails that I've gotten from people that are like, dude, your website like got me through my first year teaching. Like, thank you so much. The management stuff is helpful. Obviously that stuff is what keeps me going. And then I think for me personally, like my faith, I think I'm going to be held accountable for using the gifts and the talents that God's given me to the best of my ability. And so if I believe that I have these gifts and talents to be able to help people and to do these things, and I don't use them, in my mind, it's like squandering my responsibility to the world, you know? So it's kind of a lot of that stuff all mixed up into one. but I just enjoy it. I'm really thankful to be able to have a platform and be able to share with people and hopefully make a difference, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm with you 100% on everything you just said. And as a matter of fact, that's why I do the podcast and some of the things I do, because it's kind of like you said, like my first 2 years of teaching PE, it was PE Central basically. And I thanked Mark a couple times on that, because they got me through it. And, you know, I'd like to be, to help other, especially younger teachers and teachers just getting in the profession, like getting through those first few years or beyond, obviously, but you know, definitely things that I didn't have when I got into the teaching profession, or at least the PE teaching profession. I mean, I don't know how I survived. So I'm trying to help others do that.
I mean, honestly, like when I, like the whole extra work that I did on the website, in my mind, I was like, if I put all these hours in, if I make all these resources and nobody ever reads it, at least I will have A, tried, and B, I'll have all these awesome resources. Like, because like as a teacher, you have so many things you can do with your time that you need to be doing, and you just have to not do most of them. So how awesome would it be to just have all these like unit plans that are already ready to go, and all I have to do is like hit print and make changes throughout the year, and then keep getting better and better. So I knew that when I like started really pushing the like content creation and all that stuff, like selfishly, I'm scratching my own itch. So it's kind of a win-win situation, even if nobody ever reads anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I got you. I think that's great. As a matter of fact, I guess we're kind of talking about, you know, putting things out there. You're probably sick of talking about this, but I have to tell you, a lot of people love your Conflict Corner, and I know. So, can you give a couple minute blurb on that? Because, just for anybody who hasn't heard about it, or because I think it's a tremendous resource. I know it's kind of you enjoy Fife, like working on the posters, and I don't know exactly how that went down, but, I give you a lot of credit for that, and that's great.
Thanks, man. So the genesis of it was, JD Hughes, told me about this thing he was doing called the Work It Out Corner, where he had like a little desk in the corner of his room and the kids were like working out their issues. And I was reading a book and also, watching some TED Talks on like body language and stress management. And one of them was about like opening your hands up and the chemicals releasing for like reducing stress and stuff. So anyways, I kind of combined those two things, created a poster. It's basically conflict resolution steps. And, to, especially at the elementary school level, teach kids how to resolve conflicts, and also just to kind of provide a filter for them to decide if something is actually worth worrying about, or if something's like not that big a deal and they should just keep on doing the activity and playing the game. The rules in our classroom and the expectations are, before you come and tell a teacher about any conflicts or issues that you have, the first step is just taking the person that you have a conflict with over to this corner and just talking about it and working through those steps, and trying to help kids realize that most of the stuff isn't that big a deal, so they should just forget about it. But if it is a big deal, this is how you can solve it. And then Joey, so after I put that out, I think I was in 2014 or 2015, Joey emailed me that it had been really helpful in his gym, and he like made a more cool like middle school version of it, which was awesome. And I give Joey big props, because a lot of people just totally ripped the exact phrase and like put it up on their own like websites with zero credit at all. So that was very appreciated by Joey. But yeah, and I was like, yeah, man, like you're my mentor, model PE teacher. So it'd be like a huge honor. So yeah, Joey, if you're teaching like high school or middle school, Joey's got an awesome redesign. It looks way better than mine. Mine's a little bit more elementary.
I think it's great though. Both of them. I have both of them actually. I printed them out and I showed you a video. I showed your video actually of how you guys worked it out to my younger kids earlier in the year, in the beginning of the year. So maybe we can link that up. I'll link that up in the you know, the show notes and stuff like that, the your video, if that's cool. All right. And the PDF version or whatever you, you know, have out there. I mean, I know you have that out for free, so I just gotta, if you give me the links, I'll put that out there. Definitely. Yeah. Speaking of Joey Fyth though. And I was gonna ask you what your favorite go-to games are or game. One of mine is, Prairie Dog Pickoff, which, I actually learned from him.
Which one?
Prairie Dog Pickoff. Have you played that?
Okay. No.
And actually at the P Institute that we met, I went to his, presentation on that. So there's different layers and things like that. Basically throwing up pins, but there's different and hula hoops and they join up and it's a pretty cool game. That and Crossover. And I learned Crossover from him, or at least his website. And then I've kind of added to it different, levels of it and, things like that. So I think I know the answer to this, but what is your favorite go-to game? I think I might know the answer to this. And if it's something with hula hoops, I know what it is, but go ahead.
And there's so many, but yeah, the one you're thinking of is a great, great game to just plug on the podcast, which is Hula Hat Throwdown. And that's
great.
One of J.D. Hughes' classic games. Yeah, I love that game. That's like a really one of my favorite combative type games. And then obviously I love doing team building stuff. So like Hula Hut Relays or Cross the River, anything that allows you to have those awesome, like transcendent conversations with your kids that go outside of the gym and go into their real lives about like overcoming conflict and how to like what to do when somebody on your team makes a mistake and all those, you know, cooperative and life lesson conversations you can have. Also, I just love like when you play a game, like for example, Cross the River, when you can just put the kids in a very creative scenario where they're like walking over a lava field and trying to like save an island of villagers and everything depends on them. Cause they really do just like jump into it and like really, really get into it when you give them those like creative situations. So,
oh yeah. I mean, yeah. Anything with the floor is lava, that whole thing or whatever, anything like that, they really get into it. Right. And again, going back to Joey and some other people that we've met or collaborate with on social media, who are some of your mentors that you look up to, either the PE or not PE, just either virtual or you've met them, people you look up to or you follow on social media, anything like that?
Yeah. So I got a ton of people in both categories, but I'll start with PE people. Definitely Joey. He was one of the guys that I really saw just as I watched his keynote on why you should get on Twitter. That's what convinced me I should get a Twitter account. And that kind of opened me up to the world of PE teachers that were online that I just didn't know about, you know? And like you said, I was PE Central. Like that was it. PE Central, PE Universe. I didn't really know about anything else online. Mm-hmm. So then when I found Joey's keynote, went to his website. It was like this beautiful, well-designed, like Apple looking thing, you know, I'm just like, holy cow, this is amazing. And so that was a big reason for me. And then that institute that we were at, like pretty much all of those guys, like Andy Vassily, Jared Robinson, Nathan Horn, like when I saw they were all going to be in that one place, I was like, I'm going to this. I don't care what it takes to make it happen. Like I'm going to go there and meet these guys.
I know. I told Jared, it was like I should be getting autographs. I mean, there was like my like PE heroes were all in the same building. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that first year, my wife came with me and we were like driving to check into the hotel and I saw Andy and Joey playing golf, like in the little like golfing green right next to the check-in. And then I was checking in and they were walking in. I'm sure they probably don't remember this, but I was like so nervous. And I like, walked up and like shook their hand real quick. I was like, hey, Ben Lander's like really looking forward to it. And then I like ran off. Like I was too nervous to talk to him. It's just so funny. And then I remember talking to him later, like, and they're like, hey, we're just like PE teachers, just like you, like we're just normal guys. It was so down to earth. Really cool.
I felt that way too. I walked in the room, that one, the big room, and there was like, it was Jared, Nathan Horn, and then eventually, and Joey Fyth was there too. And like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what do I do? Like, this is like meeting your favorite sports hero or something. And yeah, they're all so cool. And they all shared any knowledge, any, you know, whatever. They were great.
It's a weird dynamic with the internet now. Like, cause I was talking to Nathan about this at the Institute. Like I had at that point listened to him talk and read all of the things that he had written for probably like hours, you know, like, and so I knew him really well, but like, he had no idea who I was. So it's just a weird, when you meet somebody like that for the first time, you know them or you think you know them so well, at least like what they present on the internet. But they just don't know anything about you. So it's kind of a funny like dynamic.
Yeah, no, it's, That was great. And that's, I always say that's like my favorite. I haven't been to a ton of conventions and, you know, conferences, but that's definitely my favorite by far that I've been to. And that was like the who's who of PE. That was unreal.
Yeah, that was really, really great.
Yeah. So a couple more questions, if you don't mind. So I was thinking, look, what is your, do you have a, either an app or a program or something, any, some tech thing that like is your go-to, like you use all the time? Like I use, you know, I use iMovie all the time. I use GarageBand all the time. I use, Boss Jock for my, recording my, but it's got discontinued. So I'm going to be using a different thing for my podcast. So anything you use almost all the time, like every day or every week.
It's called an app called Clips. Have you used it at all?
No, I think I've heard yeah. of it, or I don't know what it is though.
So if you're doing anything on like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, it's a square video app, and it just, the way that you can edit quickly and like, it basically records on touch. So you touch it to record, you let go. And it's got really cool filters that you can use to blur out kids, because I don't have to worry about like all the consent and all that, because it basically just turns everything into a comic book and like blurs out their faces. So that's an app called Clips. It's a free app on by Apple. And there's a free tutorial on my blog, which will be up next week. I'm sure by the time this goes out.
Nice.
So check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely gonna check that out. I've heard of it, but I didn't know it did all that, had all those features. Cause I use something called SquareFit for some of my Instagram, some of it and things like that. I don't know if you ever use that one, but I don't think it blurs out like that. So, all right. Are there any, do you listen to podcasts or not? Not really.
Oh yeah, man.
I thought so, but time. I was, all right. Can you give me a couple? I'm always looking for some new ones. What are some, again, you can give me a PE education type one or not.
Well, for one thing, my favorite app is Overcast for podcasting. Mm-hmm. I used to use the podcast app and it was just so frustrating.
It is.
So if you haven't found a better app than the actual like Apple podcast app, there's plenty more good ones out there. What I normally do with podcasts is I'll like binge listen to a certain show and then I'll like kind of switch to another one. So, I listen to a lot of business podcasts, and I'll try to catch a few PE podcasts every now and then. The Tim Ferriss show is hands down one of my favorites.
Of course.
Like every episode.
Yeah.
Gary Vaynerchuk. I know you listen
yes.
to that.
Yes. Yes.
Russell Brunson has a podcast called Marketing Secrets. So that's another good business one. Side Hustle School, if you're looking for just like small, creative, fun business ideas. He does like 8-minute episodes. Yeah,
I love that one. That's great.
Yeah. The Model Health Show is a good one if you're interested in
tell me that.
Health, physical. Oh, okay. Sean Stevenson is the host and he's like a health expert. And so each podcast is a different like masterclass on one issue. And sometimes they'll bring in guests and stuff and interview you guests. There's a podcast called Story Brand, Donald Miller, branding guy. So he interviews people and talks about how to like clarify your story, which I think is honestly has a lot of applications to teaching.
Yeah.
His slogan is if you confuse, you lose.
Those are good.
And then, the PE ones I'm sure you're aware of, like, you know, the random times, I think Joey puts out one like every 2 months.
Yeah,
I'll always listen to that one. Jerry podcast, right. Your podcast, PE Umbrella, Foxcast.
Yeah, of course. So, that's awesome.
I used to listen to podcasts like all the time, but now my daughter's traveling with me in the car because I take her to school every day. So I've had to tone it down a little bit.
especially Gary V. You can't listen to Gary V.
No, you can't listen to that in the car. You're good. So I had to be selective about what I'm listening to. No,
I gotcha. Yeah. You know, for a little while I was and I love music too. I'm sure you do too, but I love music, but I was like, I felt like I had to be listening to podcasts all the time. Like, I just felt like if I'm not learning, and I felt that I've been that way with books lately too. The last couple of years, I was a nonfiction like junkie or snob, whatever you want to call it. And then lately, just to kind of switch it up, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back to a little fiction and it helps me kind of calm down at night. Like,
yeah,
you know, not thinking so much. I don't mind you, but I don't know. I need to like decompress a little bit. Do you have anything like that? Like I'll either play chess on my phone at night or I'll like read a fiction book or something before I go to bed just to kind of, you got anything like that?
Yeah, reading books would be better. Usually I just play Fortnite for like 30 minutes.
Yes. My son plays that way too much and it's very cool.
Yeah. I honestly started playing it just so I could connect with kids and like see what they were talking about, but then I really started just having fun playing it. It's a really fun game.
That's awesome. So,
yeah.
That's very cool. I mean, do you have any favorite books or favorite authors or favorite, you know, websites you visit? Anything, I guess one more on the favorite side. You got anything like that?
Yeah. Have you ever read anything by John Acuff?
I'm not sure.
He's written Quitter, Start, Finish. He's like one of my favorite authors. So if you're looking for like a business book that's just fun,
I've heard that book. Yeah. Really, yeah. Funny,
he's a great, just like easy read. So nice. I would recommend checking him out. Yeah.
What are some of your goals for 2019? Like, what's next for Ben Landers? Or thereabouts.
Yeah, my son turns one tomorrow. So awesome. I've got a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we're just in trying to maintain survival at the pace that we're at. Like, I'm trying to get the work-life balance down. Recently hired a guy to help me with the website stuff and like creating content and kind of handle a lot of the management stuff that I don't have time for, so I can get a little bit more time with the family. Trying to present at conferences and double down this summer on family time and try to get some really good trips in. Like, we were looking back at our year, me and my wife, when we kind of did our review towards the end of the year, and we noticed that like due to the birth of my son, we just hadn't been on very many trips and like, or hadn't gotten away like by ourselves. So I'm hoping me and my wife could take a couple trips, take a family trips. I don't have any like super lofty goals other than just try to maintain the pace that we're currently going.
I hear you.
And just get a little bit of rest, keep the boundaries, like you said, like trying to get in bed on time and stay healthy. Yeah.
Nice. Speaking of work-life balance though, how do you, like lately, I guess I'll give you an example. What I try to do is do my work either when the kids go to bed, although it's hard because I want to just, I'm just like beat.
Yeah.
What I've been really trying to do, I'm getting better at, is getting up an hour early and just kind of doing a little work, stretching, exercise, walk the dog, whatever. How do you do that? It seems like you batch a little bit too, just by kind of, do you batch a couple days a week? Is that what I'm kind of getting or no?
Yeah. I do Monday, Wednesday, pretty much working on the site. And then Tuesday, Thursday is, I usually have to check the site and do a little bit of work for like 30 minutes after the kids go down. But for the most part, Tuesday, Thursday is kind of my go to the gym, get a workout in, hang out with the family, eat family dinner. Monday, Wednesday is get home, straight to the library, straight to the computer and try to like do work. So that's kind of the way I do it. I know my life would be much better if I could wake up earlier. But I'm just a monster in the morning, man. That's like the hardest part of my day is just getting out of bed and like getting in the shower. And even when I'm in the shower, I like want to go to sleep in the shower. But then when I get to school, my day's great. You know, if I can make it to school on time, then from then on the day's great. It's just so hard getting up.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm actually reading a book. Robin Sharma is one of my favorite authors. Have you ever heard of him or no?
No. Mm-hmm.
He's, like a self-help motivational. I hate to say that cause it sounds like I'm, you know, desperate or something, but, motivational speaker basically. And, cool. I've been following him for like 20 years. His newest book is called The 5 AM Club. I mean, it is what it is. Obviously it's a story, but it's about, you know, obviously getting up early and getting things done and here's what you do. And here's, you know, just maximizing that time. And trust me, I'm not at 5, I'm at 6 now. So I don't know about 5, but, it's helped a lot. Just kind of, I'm like, man, I got to do this. And it's his, one of his famous quotes, I guess is, you know, all change is hard at first, messy in the middle and gorgeous at the end. It's hard. It is hard to install new habits and new, positive things. And trust me, I got to work really hard on that and many other things, but, it's worth it. So far it's been good. So, I guess on that note, we talk about Tim Ferriss, do you have any rituals like morning or maybe not morning, but do you have any evening? Like I try to write a little bit. I've been trying to do the gratitude thing. Do you have any, I know Tim Ferriss is big on that. So I guess I have to ask you that and then we'll kind of wrap up here, but any morning or evening rituals or anything you do, you know, to get things done.
Yeah. So one thing I do is try to focus on one thing at a time. So the book, The One Thing, yes, by Gary Keller was really good. Yeah. So I actually re-listened to this one recently, Essentialism. McCown, I think is how you say his last name.
Is that the guy that was on Tim Ferriss recently or no? Is that a different, because there was a guy.
Probably has been, but I'm not sure. I didn't hear it. But it's just a book about like how to determine the things that are essential to your life and to what you want to do and the things that are noise. And basically it's all about how to say no better to things that don't matter as much to like your ultimate goals. So that was really helpful for me. And I don't know why I got on that, because you were asking me about.
Okay, just about routine. It's okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why that came to my mind. Oh,
Greg,
The One Thing.
Greg McCown. Yeah. Is that the Essentialism?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just listened to it on Tim Ferriss. That was the one I just listened.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a great really book. Good. Great book.
Yeah, I got to read that.
Yeah, so one thing, I wear the red, the like blue light blocker glasses at night to like kind of help my brain to like slowly think that it's nighttime and to get tired. I do the Tim Ferriss apple cider vinegar, honey, lemon juice, and water every night.
I need to try that. Yeah.
I don't drink coffee after like 5 o'clock. I'm just trying to cut off the caffeine. So I do this kind of things to try to help get some sleep. Like I put my phone in a different room. We try to keep the house a little bit cooler at night. We have a noisemaker that helps us sleep. The guy that I was telling you about the podcast, the Model Health Show, he wrote a book called Sleep Smarter. And so him and Tim Ferriss were kind of a big influence in kind of me designing some night routines to try to get better sleep. And in the mornings do like cup of coffee with coconut oil. That's kind of my only like, in a protein shake. It's like what I drink every morning. So
nice.
Yeah. Just keep it simple.
That's great. I mean, I love hearing about that though. I love hearing what other people are doing. And now you got me thinking about some books I had to read and some things I got to do. So, Ben, I really appreciate it. I appreciate this conversation. Really. It's just, you know, it's two PE teachers talking and hanging out, and I love it.
Dude, for sure, man. It's good to connect, and I appreciate everything you're doing. So thanks for being a good resource.
Thank you. Any final words, final thoughts for the PE community? It's all yours. What do you got?
Man.
On the spot.
So feel free to connect with me if you guys have any questions. If you want to get my free five favorite ebook, you can head over to thepespecialist.com/free. You'll get the free book and get on my email list, get free updates and stuff. And other than that, have fun and teach on.
Hey everybody, what'd you think? That was just a great conversation with a really good guy, putting a lot of things out there to the PE community for free and just doing the greatest things he can for our community. So I really appreciate Ben being a guest on the show. I'm going to put all of the links we talked about in the show description, the show notes. So thank you again for tuning in, and I will leave you with a beat. Check out supersizephysed.com. Do it. Let's go. We'll be right back.